previous First Minister, Alex Salmond, was a regular visitor out to China.
And I think he's just very recently, in the last few weeks, I think he's been given an honorary doctorate by Glasgow University.
That's actually on the newsletter on the internet from GU, a photograph of Alex Salmond with his gown with Principal Muscatelli, recognising a lot.
It is, and very deserved in that way, because he has done a lot of work with China. The last time he was in China, I met him, and he made this bet that a professional golfer couldn't use an old Scottish club from the 19th century and hit a golf ball as far as a modern professional golfer, which he did. But the mistake that he made was that he should have made them use an old golf ball, because the new golf balls will go anywhere. But no, he was round and he was talking to everybody. And of course, we've also got a special representative now in the embassy in Beijing, as you know. So both first ministers, both Alex Salmond and indeed Nicola Sturgeon, it seems to me, have been extremely supportive and see China as a very important part of their economic future.
And of course, with that, it's very important that youngsters do manage even to get a brief introduction to Chinese, understand more about China to help this. And I'm seeing actually quite a lot of Scots coming out to China, working there, some in the embassy, some, you know, in business and so on, but there's a great interest in the connections with them.
Absolutely, and even a small exposure to the language. First of all, it heightens your awareness of the difficulties of communication, but you know, you can't really teach language without teaching culture as well, which is endlessly fascinating. But yes, more and more people certainly believe that in the 21st century, China is and will remain a major power in the world, and I think a knowledge of China is absolutely essential to all people in international business.
One thing that I've noticed, even in the short time I was at Glasgow University today, the number of young Chinese, and I was standing out there on University Avenue hearing Mandarin, Putonghua, yes, being spoken. Now, in the old days, I would never have heard, maybe heard Guangzhouhua, but now I was hearing Putonghua, and it was just like being back at Beijing.
Yes, that's right. And the other interesting phenomenon, of course, is the number of British Chinese or Scottish Chinese coming to learn Putonghua. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is absolutely amazing how many Chinese students you see around here. And one of the things, of course, is that one of the reasons why it's worthwhile to look at setting up campuses in China is that eventually, of course, you can have too many Chinese in a class. Mm. Not that the Westerners object particularly. The Chinese parents sometimes object.
That's right.
You know, why am I sending my child all the way to Britain, or to Scotland, more importantly? Why am I sending them all the way to Scotland to be in the same class as all these other Chinese? Well, the answer, of course, is to get a really good international degree.
When I was hearing Putonghua spoken, I'm thinking just how interrelated are they with the local Scottish community, student community?
Oh, they're quite involved. A lot of the Chinese students do placements from the business school, etc. But also, they do a lot of voluntary work and internships and so on. And a lot of Chinese students are doing internships in schools. Mm-hmm. So they are pretty involved. But there is a tendency, the more outgoing Chinese students will always do that. It's the other ones who are very shy, you try to discourage them from simply forming a life just around the Chinese societies and getting a bit homesick and so on. They have to mix a lot more. But, you know, if you're in a city like Glasgow, it's a great place to be.
I think also these young Chinese coming here must be great ambassadors for Scotland-Chinese friendship when they go back to China.
I would certainly hope so, yes. I think they are. And not just on the business side. I think they're great advertisements for Scottish culture, because they do literally throw themselves into Scottish dancing and all those sorts of things, and even start supporting the local football clubs and things like that. So they are, hopefully, ambassadors for Scotland, and in our case, also, hopefully, ambassadors for Glasgow.
I hope so. And it's lovely, actually, meeting our friend Xiang Li, who speaks with a Glasgow accent. Lovely girl from Beijing, from Shujia Hutong.
I think it's very nice. I think it's, and of course, the West of Scotland accent is a very cultured accent. So, yes, I mean, it is interesting that a number of them have obviously studied here, and they've often married a Scots. And you hear these words occasionally, which is so strange to hear these words. For example, talking about the weather, if a Chinese person says it's gai drik, you think, wow,
Wow.
I think it's fascinating that they have that lovely Scottish lilt to their voice.
Coming back to Confucius Institute, we keep talking about Nankai University. What's the relationship between the Confucius Institute, Glasgow University, and Nankai?
Well, first of all, we must bear in mind that Nankai has a very special relationship with the Hanban in terms of the fact that they provide teachers and training for teachers for Confucius Institutes. But more importantly, as a top Chinese university, there is a very strong relationship between Glasgow and Nankai, which is formally agreed. There are Glasgow-Nankai lectures. And of course, Glasgow and Nankai are setting up the first graduate school together. And there are three masters being launched this year in urban planning and business, which is fantastic, and international relations. And of course, that's a combination with the great Chuen Lai faculty or School of Politics at Nankai. So there is a strong relationship. It's getting stronger. We are sending our own students out there. We're sending staff out there for staff exchanges. And it's a great university to have a partnership with.
Yes, Scotland's had a long-going relationship with Tianjin and that area.
One of the things I did find out, because having helped to set up a campus in China, and many people used to say this was the first foreign university in China, and of course there were nearly 30 before World War II, and the very first university modelled on the Western model was in Shanxi. It's now Taiyuan University, and the first head or rector of that university was actually Moyer Duncan, a Glasgow graduate. So Glasgow had an input into that very first development of Western-style universities and colleges in China.
Yes, there's been strong links with Scotland going way back. I saw this through, you know, the Scotland-China Association. People who've been born in China many, many years ago, and long relationship, whether it be right down in the south in Hong Kong or right up to Dongbei, there were very, very close relationships and great love for China amongst Scottish people.